I just have a quick question. What's the significance of in verse 5 when it says, "Gather all Israel to Mizpah," and then, well, what's the significance of Mizpah, the city?
The Lord is sovereign in everything, and it's absolutely beautiful to see what the significance of Mizpah is. We can read through this, and it's a place, and we skim over it, and we will completely miss the meaning. Does anyone know what the name Mizpah means?
Watchtower.
Absolutely. So here, the people of Israel, Samuel, in intercession, as we have just learned now, as the priest and the people come together at a watchtower. Isn't this exactly the place where Israel failed? They failed to watch. They failed to have prayer. There was the lack of intercession. There was the lack of communion. And so there was the lack of watchfulness. And when the watchtower is taken down, that is when the enemy comes in and spoils the vines, you know, and eats at them and has an effect. And then there is no fruit towards God. The Apostle Paul warned the Christians in Acts in his day of this very same thing. Look at those verses in Acts chapter 20. Acts 20, verse 29. "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears." Had Samuel warned the people of Israel that the judgment that they were going to experience was coming? Yes, he did. We had that the other morning. But they didn't watch, and the enemy came in, and there was much departure. And so now we always, in our restoration, when the Lord would call us back to Himself, we have to come back at the place where we left the road. And so we come back here to Mizpah, where we let down the watchtower, and we come back and we are restored in that place where we failed.
There's something else that happens in Mizpah. We want to see both things. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. What's the significance of this? Well, I believe because he is a prophet, he is the one who is now bringing the word of God to bear upon the behavior and the circumstances that God's people were in. Now, this requires much here when we stop and look at this. I believe we begin to see a people who were subject unto God. It doesn't mean they were subject unto Samuel. They were. But their first subjection was to the Lord. And it was here that Samuel judges Israel. He judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. Now, just a little while ago, Tony made a reference to the fact of the Philistines. There was the time that we looked at, and I think it was in chapter 4, at the beginning, the Philistines were not bothering Israel. Do you know why? There was no spiritual energy there. There was no activity of the Spirit of God amongst the people. And so the Philistines were, they had them where they want them, as people would say. But look what happens when the watchtower is put back up. Look what happens when the Word of God now is brought to bear upon the consciences of the people of God. Verse 7, when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines now say, "Look, we've got a big problem. We've got a big problem. The enemy is always going to be stirred against a child of God who says, Lord, I want to return. I want to come back. I want to enjoy fellowship. I want to come back to the assembly. This is why it's not an easy road back. We need. He puts many obstacles in front of a child of God who wants to return. The Philistines heard that, and the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us. What a difference. Not now the ark, dear young people, but now occupation with the God of the ark. This is what we have, that he will save us out of the hands of the Philistines. This is a wonderful picture of being brought back in dependence upon the one who loved us and gave himself for us, and the recognition that the enemy is going to be there to destroy what is of God.
And also regarding that, the last time the children of Israel went up to fight against the Philistines, they went up on their own initiative, and apparently they were certain they'd win. This time, they're asking the Lord. More than that, they know that they'll lose on their own. Please save us, Lord. They're saying here, help us because we can't do this ourselves. So they're definitely back where we need to be too, because when the world attacks, we'll lose on our own.
The enemy always tries to attack where we're rebuilding. They were trying to rebuild their defenses with God, and the enemy attacks as they're rebuilding, like in Nehemiah when Sambalat and Tobiah attack the wall. As they're rebuilding, they try to attack it to destroy the work that has been started.
That's really a good point. Many remember the readings on Nehemiah here years ago with the young people. It's when the rebuilding begins, it's when the restoration begins, that the enemy is busy. And I'm even going to suggest in the end of verse 7, they were afraid of the Philistines. I believe now that this is a proper kind of a fear. This is nothing wrong with this fear now. This is the recognition that the enemy is greater than they are, that he is more powerful than we are, that apart from the Lord, I don't have any resources. You know, it's a wonderful thing when we realize that day in our lives. Apart from the Word of God and the Spirit of God, we don't have anything to be able to meet the enemy. And so they were afraid. But please couple that fear with the verse that we've just had. Cease not, it doesn't just say to pray. Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God. Here are two little interesting words. For us. My, what a difference between now and the verses that Alex had brought before us at the beginning of chapter 4, when Israel provoked the battle, when they went out in self-confidence, when they were really destroyed before the Philistines, when they didn't pray. They said, Lord, how has this happened to us? And then they come up with the second plan that left the Lord. What a lot of difference, isn't there?